And we have a whistle. So Crabb's shot is good. That's his first two tonight. So it's 8-6, and we have a whistle off the ball. Harbor Beach is charged with a foul, number 40, Andrew Seaman. Looks like he had a little push call. That's his second early foul trouble for number 40, Andrew Seaman. So that's going to check in number 44, Sloan Classy for the Pirates. Seaman sits down. On the court right now for Ubley, Mitchell Guza, Nick Sweeney, Lagbrand, Gabe Messing, and number 52, Josh White, out there for Harbor Beach, the man-to-man. Jordan Boom, Sloan Classy, Aaron Ginter, Jason Hansen, Eli Kraft. Lagbrand has it right wing, right side of the radio. Back up to Sweeney, top of the key. 4:15 left. Sweeney dribbles into the paint. Kicks it over to Messing on the baseline. That one's no good. Rebound, Josh White. And there's a whistle on the putback. Josh White in the line for two. Ron Rubel is living right now. He won an over-the-back call. Fourth team foul on Harbor Beach. They have a very shallow bench as well. This foul's on number 32. Jordan Booms, his first. At line shooting two, Josh White. First one is up. And that one goes, yes. Bounces twice in the front and in the back, and it finally bounces in. He now has 3 points. 8-7. Harbor Beach still hanging on to that one-point lead over Ubley. Josh White trying to tie it up at 8 apiece. And he does. Same exact manner, too. Three bounces this time. Goes in. 8-8. 4:11. In Classy at half court. Brings across. Right to left across the radio are the Pirates. White jerseys, number 22, Eli Kraft, right wing into the right corner to Klasky. Feeds into Boom's right post, double team from Lagbrand White. He tossed it up, and Klasky saves it for the Pirates. Jason Hansen, top of the key for three. No, rebound, Josh White. Here come the Bearcats. Lagbrand dribbling it up. 3:48 left in the first, 8-8. Wide open, Mitchell Guza from the right corner, yes. Mitchell Guza, the sixth man tonight, checks in and hits the three. Now a three-point lead for the Bearcats. 11-8. Klasky goes up, loses it on the way up, and it's tipped out of bounds by Ubley. Pirates retain possession on their own baseline. 3:34 left in the first, 11-8. Kraft passing this one in. Trying to feed it into Ginter in the left post, and said they hit the safety valve to the top floor to Klasky. Now Hansen on the left wing. Being guarded by Sweeney. Over to the right wing to Kraft. Dribbles once, dribbles twice, starts to penetrate, brings it back out. 5-second count is reset. Back over into the high post to Booms. Now Klasky in the left corner. Back out to Hansen, left wing. Booms, high post. Over to Ginter. And he traveled before he dribbled. And the turnover for the Pirates. The Pirates now trailing Ubley 11-8.
Ubley's been playing a 2-3 zone, but who the most active person on the zone is Nick Sweeney. He's been really making life difficult for the Pirates.
He brings it across midcourt. 3 minutes to go in the first. 11-8. Ubley leads by three. Gabe Messing goes down the baseline. But then he traveled. It is disco night here tonight, folks. There's been four travel calls already, and we're only 5 minutes into this game.
The Bearcats are finding the baseline. They are traveling that way and early and often.
Kraft dribbles coast to coast, puts it up, and he gets it knocked away. But he gets his own rebound, takes the three from the right wing, and it's good. Wow. Eli Kraft now with 5 points and ties it back up at 11. 2:40 to go in the first. Nick Sweeney being guarded by Hansen drives right past him into the right corner. Back up. Harbor Beach's crowd comes alive into Josh White right post. That should have been stepped, and we have a foul. If anything, that should have been a travel, but he's calling an offensive on number 52, Josh White. Double substitutions in for Ubley, number 14, Austin Drake and Brett Cleary, replacing Messing and Sweeney. Harbor Beach ball, right side of your radio. Full court pressure coming from Ubley.
Clark, this is turning out to be a fast whistle. I think that's an advantage to Ubley because I think their bench is deeper.
Kraft dribbles into the right corner, brings it back out, going against Drake. He turns and takes a jump shot fadeaway. This one's short, into the hands of Josh White for Ubley. Tied at 11. Here comes Lagbrand. Up to number 22. Mitchell Guza almost loses it. Catches it last second. Back in Josh White at the high post on the right side. Now Drake looking to pass to his left to Cleary. He's left wide open. Dribbles in. Goes up for the shot. Tries three different patterns and it's no good. Rebound Harbor Beach. Trapped on the other side of the transition. Goes up and it's good. Harbor Beach's key to success is the transition game. Eli Kraft now has 7 points and a 2-point lead for the Pirates, 13-11. A minute 45 left in the first. Lagbrand over to Cleary on the right wing, going against Plasky. Harbor Beach in somewhat of a matchup zone right now. Librand, top of the key, going to get Hanson over to the left wing to Drake. Craft on him, brings it back up to the top of the key, over to Kuzma. Now to Librand, high post, dribbles in, gets it stripped by Classy, and out of bounds. That's touched by Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach's crowd can't believe it. It's probably fall on the right side of your radio.
Well, Sloan Classy had some quick hands, and he did touch it, but it wasn't last. He caromed it right off the Librand, and it was out of bounds. And now they've changed their mind, and they're giving it to the Pirates.
And indeed they do. And it's Harbor Beach ball.
And it's a good call.
Kraft gets it in. Dribbles across midcourt. Minute 22 left for the first. 13-11. Harbor Beach by two. Ginsler on the right wing. Into the high post. Kaboom takes the jump shot. That one's off the mark. Rebound, Josh White. The beast in the paint. Brings it in for Ubley. Here comes Librand. Doing the point guard duties for the most part tonight. Unless it's Sweeney, who's on the bench right now. Drake over to Kuzma, back at the Drake right wing, dribbling, being guarded from a distance by Kraft, over to Cleary left wing. Skip pass over to Kuzma, now into Josh White, the baseline for the jump shot on the right side. Didn't hit anything, rebound. Eli Kraft at midcourt, got tipped out by Librand, he goes up for layup, and it's good. Eli Kraft now with 9 points on the night, leads Harbor Beach and all scores currently. It's 15-11, a 4-point lead for the Pirates.
3 seconds to go.
40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Cleary in the left corner takes the three for Ubley, and it's off the mark. Rebound, Classy. And position on Josh White. Classy brings up for himself, slows things down with 30 seconds to go. They're going for last shot. Ron Rubel calls it out. 1 shot to go. Classy, closest defender to him, is 15 feet, and that's Librand. He comes closer to 6 feet now. 18 seconds left. 15-11, Harbor Beach leading. District championship on the line tonight. The winner goes home and moves on to regionals on Monday. Ginsler in the right corner, 6 seconds left. Takes the jump shot from inside the arc with the runners, no good. Rebound, Librand. That's how the first quarter is going to end. Harbor Beach with a 4-point lead. 15-11, your team, WLAW, will be back right after this.
Alrighty, I just love this season. I can't stop dancing around. I'm just so excited about the warmer temperatures, the sun shining, but most of all, the mail. Yep, you guessed it, tax season. Usually, normal people don't get as excited about their taxes as I am. But once I finish, that means one thing, income tax return, baby. What, you're not expecting to get much back? Well, let me share a little secret with you. Forget the IRS. Go visit Thumb Cellular. Just upgrade your current phone, and they'll give you a return you'll never forget. Any customer who upgrades their service or adds a new phone to their account will get $100 to spend any way they wish. You hear that? 100 smackers. Listen, if you want an HTC Merge that costs $49, then use your 100 clams towards it. Also looking for a new headset and CLA? Use your remaining $51 to pay for it. Are you coming around yet? It's such a great season, isn't it? Hey, by the way, no W-2 form needed.
Terms of service apply. Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the thumb.
One quarter in the books already. Harvey leads by 4, 15-11. Ryan Brown trying to listen to the ugly bench. They won't let him in because they say it's too big of a game, so we'll all be reporting from the Harbor Beach huddle tonight. Eli Kraft bringing it up for Harbor Beach. Being guarded by Messick. Over to the left wing to Klasky. Going against Librand. Boom, stop of the key. Over to the right wing to Kraft. Back up to Hanson. Takes the three from Dawson. And it's no good. Rebound, Josh White. Here comes Ubley. Trailing by 4. 7.5 left in the second quarter. Sweeney back into the game. Over to Josh White at the right wing. Into number 34, Marshall Librand. From the kitchen door inside the paint. It's good. Marshall Librand now with 4 points on the night. That's the lead to 2 for Harbor Beach. 7:15 to go in the second quarter, 15-13. Aaron Ginsler, top of the key, over to Klasky, left wing. Over to Hanson, now on the further left wing. Dribbles going in, Sweeney drives in, brings it back out. Up to Kraft, top of the key, going against Messick. Slowing things down here in the second quarter, Kraft kicks it over to the right wing. Klasky, he drives in, back out to Hanson for left wing for 3. This one's, yes! Jason Hanson with his second three of the night has 6 points, and now a 5-point lead for the Pirates, 18-13. 6:45 left in the second. Sweeney dribbling down to the right to the corner is Josh White, and the Librand high post right elbow. Beats back to Josh White. He's on the floor, and he spins, and that's going to be a travel call. He got the rebound, decided to roll on his back, can't do that. I reach balls